St. Anastasi Street. We are now back in the downtown urban shopping streets of Badalona. This is the St. Anastasi Street. At the beginning of the street, at the junction with the Via Augusta, stands the monument known as La Porta del Mar, or Doorway to the Sea, by Gerard Sala. It commemorates the path taken by the inhabitants of the Dalt de la Villa quarter in the old days to get down to the sea. But let's continue on our way. As you go downhill, take a look at the front of the buildings on your left. Have you found what we are looking for? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you. We are looking for a niche devoted to the town's patron saint, Saint Anastasius, or Saint Anastasi, after whom this street is named. Earlier on, I told you that the beach at Badalona has witnessed history. Now let me tell you why. Legend has it that Anastasius, who was born in Lerida, was a lieutenant in the Roman legions based in Tarragona. He abandoned his own religion and converted to Christianity. And as he had a strong influence over his 74 soldiers in his command, many of them converted alongside him. They were all imprisoned, first in Barcelona and then in Badalona, to see if they could be forced to renounce their Christian faith. As they refused to do so, they were put to the sacrifice on Badalona beach, and their bodies were burnt and the ashes thrown into the sea. On the ruins of the old prison, where Saint Anastasius had been held captive, a beautiful almond tree grew. Its fruit has a special flavour. People said they tasted of saintliness. On the 6th of May 1672, the Saints' Holy Guild requested that the feast day of Saint Anastasius be observed as a holy day in Badalona. At the end of the 18th century, his feast day was set on the 11th of May. So the evening of the 10th of May, the eve of St. Anastasius Day, is when the main events of Badalona's May fiestas take place, such as the Cremada del Dimoni.